Any concerns? Okay, we're recording. So today is the August 14th, 2019 meeting for the ORAN Software Community TOC. Farheen Cefalu is going to be our scribe for today. Thank you, Farheen.
You're welcome.
We'll go ahead and start with our roll call. Jack Murray, I'm here. Jinri?
Yes, good morning. Yeah, Jinri is here.
Thank you, Jinri. David?
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you. Masafumi-san?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. William? Okay, William's not here yet. And Vishwa?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so we have 5 out of 6, so we have a quorum, so we'll continue with voting activities. One second while I reload the page with corrections. Okay, so our first order of business is to review and approve the previous minutes. The minutes are from August 7th, 2019. They're available here for people to review. We had some corrections that were sent in on the email list, which Jinri supplied. So we've made those corrections. There were a couple references to ORAN that didn't include the dash. There were some corrections on some spelling and namings. Does anyone else have any, are there any other comments, corrections, or adjustments that anyone has to the minutes? Okay, with that, can someone make a motion to accept the minutes for August 7th, 2019?
Oh, yes, Jack, I can make a motion.
Thank you, Jinri. Do I have a second?
I have a second, David here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Jinri saying aye.
David saying aye.
Sahmi saying aye.
Saying aye. Okay. All those against say nay. Okay, thank you. We've approved the minutes from last week. Let's move back to the top, and we'll begin by asking to review our agenda for today. Does anyone have any items that they would like to add to the agenda today? Okay, let's see. Currently we have 19 people who've joined. All right, we will then move on to status of open action items or old business. Item number one, Farheen's gone through and corrected the spelling for Dominic's name in places. He is the contact at ORAN for their management functions. He also goes by ZD for people who, like myself, struggle with unusual different spellings. So if you hear me refer to ZD, it also meaning Sibnik. All right. So one item done. We're on to item number two, CLA status. Okay, this is going to take a little bit of a discussion. We actually have action item 2 and 3 are both related to this. This is contributor license agreement. We've been working with Linux Foundation to put this in place over the last couple of weeks. Let's see. Just is Tristan, are you on? Yes, Tristan's there. Okay. If you look at an action item 3, you'll see there's a link there for going to the CLA page at Linux Foundation. When I change to this page in my browser, do people see the Easy CLA page? Or do they still see the TOC page?
We see the Easy CLA page.
Okay, good. So this is the link with some background on the Linux Foundation's toolset that is being used. You can look down at developers, learn more, projects, and corporations. The tool has support for a CLA manager. So from a company standpoint, companies can designate someone to be the CLA manager and set up like a white list of all contributors to speed and simplify the process. There's the project manager for the overall project. In this case, the ORAN project, and then individual developers. Remember, in our project here, there are actually two different CLAs. And, you know, if we go to the ORAN Alliance page, can you see the ORAN Alliance page now in the browser?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we've worked to put in place, software will appear in the top bar here in the next day or so as we finalize the content. But it'll talk about, both projects, the ORAN software community project and the ORAN specification code project. And there are links to each of the licenses, each of the charters, and the CLA for ORAN. Obviously, the charter for the software community is hosted here on our wiki is part of Linux Foundation. The Apache licenses is hosted by Apache, but the three on the right are hosted by the ORAN Alliance, who's the owner and manager of those licenses. So we will be turning on the CLA management tool here. Now, Tristan, I've seen some emails about turning it on tomorrow. I wasn't sure that we were quite ready.
Yeah, I think we still need the list of repositories, the repos.
Right. And what I'd do is I'd target maybe Monday of next week. Because I hate to turn something on like right before the weekend in case, people start having questions. That way, the questions cut. We have the whole week kind of deal with questions as different developers come back. And
that's reasonable. I'll just ask the team to wait till Monday.
Okay. So. Yep. This is the CLA process is a broad Linux Foundation initiative, and they'll be turning it on for most of their projects. I can't speak for exactly which ones are when, but it is an initiative that they're moving through for most of their projects. So this is a common platform, but from our standpoint, we use it in a slightly different way because we are a dual license project where most projects might only be doing one license, such as Apache. All right. Please kind of watch the email list around the CLA updates as we proceed here. I know this will cause some, questions in the developer community as they, as the first time they go to contribute and all of a sudden it intercepts them and asks them to do the CLA. For the people who are contributing more code from a company basis, we should probably talk about designating your manager and getting those lists in place. Please reach out to Lijing right now to organize that, and he'll connect you to the Linux Foundation if there is need, and if not, we should be able to get you started. It is new. In fact, we're I think ahead. I think, right, Tristan? It wasn't till August 22nd that they're technically going full live with the platform. So
that's correct. Yeah, we're a little bit ahead of the curve.
Right. So we'll be one of the early adopters. So please work with us and Linux Foundation to do that. Are there any questions? I mean, obviously, we could spend much more time on this here, but any other questions with at least that summary? Okay, good. Then we'll move on to item four. Lijing, creating the INF project with the committer, where are we at with that?
That's completed. Both the Jira project and the initial software repo were created.
Thank you very much. All right, great. Any questions from anyone on that?
That's Xiaohua.
Xiaohua, are you? Have you gotten to log in and everything okay from your perspective?
Yes, everything is good. And I already created the Jira for the ethics and send the link to the Richard. So, so far, so good.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, another item down. Then let's move on to item five. Farheen, you were going to set up a page for the ORAN meeting and put PowerPoints.
I had a question. I didn't find... I saw there was a slide on the ORAN events page, and I wasn't sure if you wanted me to link to that or if you wanted to copy that slide into the our events page. So it's a 5-minute task, so it's not a big deal, but I just wanted to get clarity on this call, and then I'll do it after the call. Should I link to the ORAN Alliance events page, or do you want me to actually copy and paste that slide into our events page? Because if that slide changes, then ours will be out of sync with the original.
Well, I think there needs to be a brief introduction on our page.
Okay.
And then a link to their page. I guess the question I just want to confirm is that not all ORAN pages are open for anyone to reach. I just want to make sure that this particular page is reachable.
So, Chuck, I'm afraid not. I mean, because usually the material is put on the ORAN wiki, which is limited to only the members. So I'm not sure that whether everyone, for example, everyone online today can have access to the ORAN wiki, meaning that whether they are the ORAN members or not. I'm just not sure. If they are not the ORAN member, then it will be difficult for them to get access to OpenWiki.
Right. So, well, that's the concern. So are you okay with then at least just copying the event location, event information to here so that people know?
I think I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Farheen, that's our...
Okay, sounds good. I'll do that.
But it does need a little blurb of explaining it, and you can reach out to me if you have any.
I can add that. Yeah, I'll explain that it's on a separate site. So the actual, right. Yeah.
But it's an ORAN face-to-face meeting, of which a portion of it is, ORAN activities. And then if we haven't, it's far enough away, we haven't finalized the agenda. If we do have any open sessions for the ORAN SC, then we will post them here so that people know when and where to join the Zoom bridge.
I also follow the ORAN Alliance. I follow that page. So if there's an update, I'll be alerted and then I can go and change our page.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think the location is narrowing. I don't know that it's final yet. Right, Jinri?
I think it's finalized. I just got the message from Brian. So the venue will be San Jose in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that'll be the location for that meeting. Okay. Yes. All right, let's go back to...
Jack, speaking of this face-to-face meeting, so far I got the feedback from Richard, kind of requesting that probably we need a slot on the Tuesday, which would be October 15th, I think. So, I mean, he requested a time slot for the RSAC to discuss release B planning, but I didn't get any feedback from other PTLs. So for other PTLs, I mean, regarding the meeting arrangement, if you need some time slot for discussion, then just let me and Jack know.
Right. So again, there are time slots for the working groups. So if you're going to do your work within a specific working group, work with the co-chairs of that working group. If you want a separate time slot, then please reach out to me or Jinri so that we can organize that. There is a limitation on rooms and times, but, yeah. And then, like I said, we will post here the ORAN SC time slots and when meetings are. We won't be posting here the entire ORAN Alliance agenda. If you want the ORAN Alliance, full Alliance, ORAN Alliance agenda, please go to the ORAN Alliance and work through that. Is that everybody okay with that? Just trying to reduce under information.
Yeah, but I think we can give the people a high level view on the general meeting arrangement. So I mean, we will definitely not give the detailed agenda for each working group, but I think we can give a general view on the arrangement.
Yeah, that would be fine, Jinri. I'm just trying to encourage people to work with the owner of each of the different areas, if it's a working group or if it's someone from the software community, whoever owns those time slots, they should work with them and activities. Somebody else have something?
Yeah, Jack, it's Richard. I had a question. I looked at the time slots, the Tuesday time slots, I think there's the WG1 session that kind of happens at the same time. So I think David and I were talking, we were thinking that not many people might attend the release be planning time slot? Because if it overlaps with WG1 or one of the more where all the co-chairs go, then we may not get that much representation from the other working groups. So what would be your advice? Should we work, interleave it with all the different working groups like we did last time, just present half an hour to each working group and get consensus, or should we just have a separate time slot like in the afternoon and you know, see how many people we get?
Henry, do you have a recommendation?
So first I have one question. So Richard, did you, because I'm not with my computer, I didn't see, I cannot see the slides, but do you remember that on Tuesday, which working group one task group would be? Because there are two task groups, use case and O&M. I think it's use case.
Yeah. I think a lot of people will go to that one because it's important and everybody wants to discuss the use case. That was our only dilemma. So just
But you know, I mean, on that week, every day from Monday to Tuesday, the same time slot, we always conflict with working group one. I mean, even for TOC, it will be the same time as it will be working group one O&M. So my personal feeling is, I mean, I think at this we should have one session which have all or at least most of the working group co-chairs together.
Okay.
This is my feeling. So.
Right. So this is what I think you guys should work on, a time, finding a time when they can join. And let's see what we can do. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So. Let's move on to the next item. We will, that's item six. So, we're now down to, the question about adding an additional, we just have to add to this action item a little clearer comments. The request here is to split an existing project from one project to two. So people, when we go back and look at this, they understand. So the ODU project, there was a request to split it from just ODU into two different projects. Ganesh or Alex, have you decided on how we'll designate those two projects?
yeah, but we haven't, I think my proposal to naming the ODU layer one as ODU 5, I don't know what Ganesh, not sure he's here today or not. So I'm not sure for the layer two, what he like to name for the other part. So.
All right.
But that is actually, I mean, not exactly layer one, right? Because kind of depending on the split point, right? For example, for 7-2, it's just partial layer one, right?
Yeah, but it's still layer one, right? What are you going to call it? I mean.
So how about we call it ODU-L and ODU-H, like low and high? I don't know. It's still ambiguous, I know, I understand.
Right. So, so, you know, guys, that's why we asked you to go work this during the week, so that you come back with a clearer thought out and agreed upon solution. This is just going to continue to delay your project till we can get it, so you can come back with a clear answer. So we won't take an action item on it because it doesn't seem to me that you have a clear proposal. at this time. So I would recommend that you go back, find some time to connect to Ganesh and other people that have an opinion like Jinri and others, and come back with a solid proposal that you have a consensus around so that we can move this forward. But we're not going to go through the trouble of investing, creating the projects, and then, have to rework it with Linux Foundation until you have a clear plan. So we'll table this. Hopefully next week you'll have some clearer consensus for us. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to action item 7, Farheen, add link to upstream projects such as ONAP and on the release planning page.
Jack, just wanted to confirm again, when you say the ONAP project, it's to which ONAP project? I just need confirmation on what the link is.
All right, we'll work that a little later with you today.
Okay.
We'll sit down and we'll make sure where we want to link that. Brian, is there any, since you're on today, I can have you, is there any preference to how we want to show a summary page of what's going on with ONAP or release page? Is there, there's lots of ONAP.
Yeah, there's all over. I'm just thinking out loud, Jack. I'm wondering if maybe architecture page under Stephen Terrell's part of the wiki would make sense, because you have both the VES and the SDN controller stuff, so it's not a single repo that would make sense, but maybe at the architecture level.
That sounds like a promising path. Okay. Could you just, when you get a chance, Brian, just send me a link to that you're thinking of?
Yeah, let me go find the wiki link and I'll forward it on to you. You want me to attach it to anything in here? I can send you an email, that's fine.
Yeah, send me an email, then I'll forward to
Okay. Put
something together. All right, thank you. All right, so we're on to action item 8. Lejing, set up the meeting to follow TSC meeting to discuss the shared lab environment.
Yes, that's completed. I scheduled the hour after the TOC meeting. Actually, I scheduled that as a weekly meeting for the integration testing.
Okay.
So today we can talk about the community lab, shared lab.
Right. So, I will kind of take this opportunity to repeat my, request. Lejing has been kind to volunteer for PTL integration and test, but this is a, big task. It requires participation from people, people in the community to make this happen. This is an opportunity for all company or people to find a spot to contribute, particularly some of the service providers might be able to find participants to participate in this and also gain within their corporations, gain some deeper insight into the progress that the software and the participants are making towards the ORAN goals. So please join this meeting, find people from your organizations who might be the right people to participate. There's many different kinds of opportunities there, but it's not going to happen without, more participation. We're a new project. We're kicking it off, but we need help. So please look into your internal teams and find, try to find some people who can participate. And it's always easier if you get involved from the beginning than have to jump in after a range of decisions have been made and learnings gained, and then they, you know, have to catch up. So, like I said, for this to be successful, we need much more participation in the integration and test area, and the shared lab is one of those discussions. But I think, Lijing, that the topic really should be integration and test overall discussion, as well as the shared lab environment, right, Lijing? It's not just
for sure. Thanks, Jack.
Okay. Anyone have any thoughts or questions on that topic? All right. Remember that there is more detailed testing going on. Will also happen at the ORAN level, where they're setting up a task force to do what I'll call more compliance or, you know, type evaluations. All right. Let's move on to action item 9. China Mobile would like to nominate Wei Qin to the PTL for the dock project. This was introduced last week as a new topic. We usually give people a week to make, you know, so that everyone have any questions or input on the process. Does anyone have any questions for Wei Qin before we proceed? Okay, then let's go ahead, and can I have a motion to nominate Wei Qin to the PTL for the dock project?
Yes, I can make the motion. I should make a motion.
Thank you, Jinri. Do I have a second? Do I have a second, please?
Okay, I have a second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving Wei Qin to the PTL position, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Jinri saying aye.
This is Masahumi saying hi.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay. Welcome, Wei Qin. Thank you for your interest in nominating yourself for this position. Like I said, each one of these PTLs, you know, need the support of the community. Dock is another one of these projects where everyone needs to, you know, find time for documentation, follow the guidelines, and assist Wei Qin for making sure that the project's successful, which makes all of the ORAN software community successful. So thank you again for, stepping into that role. All right, let's move on to action item 10. Alex Stenchu is a software telecommunications engineer at High Street. He'd like to nominate himself as the PTL of the SIM project. Is there any questions or comments around, you know, for Alex on his interests for the PTL, the SIM project, or?
This is not a question to Alex, but I do have one question for Rachel. Did you get any information, any word from Erchon? Erchon, right? I think it's Erchon.
Yeah, no, I did not receive any information yet. I know that they were pending. They were shoring up who to nominate. So that was one discussion. And there was another discussion last night that we had with another simulation interested party from Viavi. So I think there are people who are interested. It's just the question is of timing, and you know.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Well, you know, Alex has been good enough to volunteer. We've given them time. We've talked about this for weeks before. So I'd recommend that, you know, we at least bring it. I'll ask for someone to make a motion to nominate Alex for the PTL for the SIM project. Will someone make a, can I have a motion?
I can make a motion.
Thanks, Jinri. Do I have a second for nominating Alex?
Yeah, I will second David here.
Thank you. All those in favor of electing Alex to the PTL, the SIM project, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Jin saying aye.
Asahumi saying aye.
Jin saying aye.
David saying aye.
William say aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay. Well, is Alex on today?
Yes, Jack, I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Welcome, Alex. Thank you for stepping up into this role. We look forward to your, you know, your guidance. I think this is, there's actually a key interest in, you know, what can be done in this project and a number of different parts of the simulation, but for this particular area, the simulation is very important for the test and developers. Because it's very hard to assemble all the pieces, and that some pieces will need to be, you know, the simulator can play an important role. So thank you for this, and, you know, we'll support you in your endeavors.
Thank you also, and I'm looking forward to this role.
Okay. So I think you need to talk to Lijing about what, you know, we need to do around JIRA and the repo creation.
Sure, we'll do.
Yes, I will send you emails about the details.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
So I have one question. So for the dog project, do we also need the JIRA? I mean, as the next step?
Yes, I could answer that. Yes, you do.
Okay.
So what we should do there is set up a time to have a, you know, another time for a discussion where we can get some people together to help get that started. For example, Farhin on this call has done this in other projects. Lijing can help with pieces of it. Let's set up a meeting and gather people who have some previous experience and help get it started.
Okay,
and, that's what the community is about. We all chip in and help.
Yes.
Not, you know, none of the PTLs can absorb all this knowledge and decisions all at once. So.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Chair. Appreciate it.
Great. Yeah. Okay, action item 11. The software and requirements architecture subcommittee discussion, it says, should organize a POC for, I think it's Mobile World Congress, M, right?
And yeah. Comment on this.
Yeah.
It's MWC. Yeah.
All right. So fix that for me.
Yeah. Also, I think I had another comment. The for the form of the POC, it could also be a live demo or even a static demo. It's also okay. visual, PowerPoint slides. It's very flexible, actually.
Right. And so we talked about last week organizing this under, the requirements and software architecture committee work, because they'll create an epic around those demos and user stories, so that we make sure that we can deliver that. It seems far away, but it's not very far away when we only have, when we're so early in the process. So Ritwik, do you have some organization? I assume that we could talk about this, at some of your meetings, and please, I keep it here to educate the whole community about this discussion for a few sessions till you get some, that everyone's aware discussion.
Yeah, so we had an initial discussion yesterday. You know, I think the participants mainly felt that MWCA Americas will be very difficult to get anything in. We spoke to WG8 team, Alex, Ganesh, Andrew, but they all felt that having anything tangible by the first gate is next week. And the second gate is 2 weeks after that. That'll be very difficult to pull something off very quickly. In general, that was the theme, that MWC Americas, I heard from the working group co-chairs of WG2, WG3, they all feel that it's difficult to pull anything off by MWC Americas. But for MWC Barcelona, there are a couple of candidates. OTF, the Open Test Framework, folks are looking at the test specification for Open Front Hall. We want to demonstrate a real use case with the Open Test Framework. The Working Group 8 also felt that they may be able to do something by that time frame. And that's in November 11th and 12th. That's the first gate for MWC Barcelona. So that's, in a nutshell, the summary. We had looked at a couple of options, but I think the bottom line is for MWC Americas, there's no one, I think, who's willing to step up to provide a live demo, definitely. That's not on the plate. Is that a issue or a problem, you think?
Richard, I'm a bit confused here. Sorry for this, but I mean, like, for example, just now you are mentioning like the discussion with Working Group A and talking about like the Working Group A's demo. But what I'm confused here is, I think my understanding is we should talk about the POC in the name of our community instead of the POC from other working groups.
Yeah, so the tangible pieces of software that will be contributed to ORNSC, that needs to be demonstrated, right? But for that to fruition, you have to have the piece of code developed and tested and have it in a story so that it goes through the gate one and gate two approvals. And since the America's gate one and gate two is so close, it's very difficult since development hasn't even started. Yeah.
But how about the thank you, and sorry for this question. And how about any demo possibility on the near real time rig and XAPP? I think we have started these two projects a long time ago, right? Much earlier than other projects. And I know that AT&T and Nokia have put great efforts on this matter. So do we expect is there any possibility that we can see some demo on the MWC North America? After all, the MWC North America is kind of the end of the second half of October, right? And we are planning to have our A release in November. So there is actually, not much time in between these two events.
And Ritwik, it may be a video recorded demo at this point because of the short time constraints. Can you go back and have that discussion?
Sure.
Yeah, that's also a possible option. Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, I will. You're saying just for Rick or for all across all projects, a video recording?
Oh, no, so, I'm just using NeuroTumbrian XAPP as an example.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
If we could tell that story that we've started, the only the other thing is if anything on the, non-real time, Rick, with the early work done in on the ONAP side, if there's something that we can talk about how those projects are working together, you know, on that piece, that would be the other opportunity I would think.
I think the question would be, is there something tangible from the R1 demo or any of the R2 sprint demos that could be folded right into a storyboard quickly? Because we only have a week to get the whole, you have to have the for gate one, you have to have the logistics confirmed. You have to have, so you have to know where you're presenting, what you're presenting on, what are your resources needs and things like that. All that has to be confirmed. And then you need the script for whatever you're demoing outlined or I think provided. It says defined.
Yeah. So I think for most of the logistic issue, the Orion Alliance could handle it. For example, Zimanec, and usually like before, as in the Shanghai or Barcelona cases, the Orion Alliance project manager, together with the host, usually deal with this all these logistics.
Yeah, but wouldn't we need to have some form, somebody there with a booth with a demo?
So, I know. Like, so let me just give you an example. For example, in the Barcelona or Shanghai. So in the two cases, Orion Alliance didn't have its own booth. It actually for example, they have six demos, but all these six demos will be spread in the vendors, in the partners' booth. So the partners actually took care of this, the demo.
Right, so we wouldn't have to have a vendor that's in MWCA and has the space and for us to put whatever resources we need in there. To present, whether it's a video recorded or live, whatever.
That's right. And that's why, I mean, if you look at the slide from Paul Smith, who is collecting the POC information, so one of the information he requests is like which vendors, which partners will be involved in this demo and which booths where the demo be located. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to Nokia internally and see if we could provide some Rick or recap. I think I see Matti on the call. I'll take it offline and discuss this and bring it back to the table. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Rick, if you could also talk to Tracy on the non-real-time Rick and if there is something they have packaged up that would some of that.
Okay.
Co-work with ONAP. Right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we continue to, I think we dealt with a lot of old business today. So hopefully going forward, we can get this list, down to a more manageable size. So we've dealt with a lot of objects today, but now we're on to what we have the normal standing requests. So Thoroff has asked that we include a normal outstanding resource request for Linux Foundation section. This week there is one open request for approving a new committer. So we'll please, the TOC members, go. I won't consume time here for a committer. Please go to the link and approve it as part of the email approval process. Try to do it today, please. Okay.
So there was an email on this, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's what he's saying. There's an email, and there's right there on that page. See, there's an outstanding resource on the left, and as and a hot link there. Go there, and you should be able to take it right.
Okay. Because I didn't see the email, so probably the issue with my mail. Sorry for this.
No problem. All right. Release management. Okay. You know, going forward, we need to find a little more time for our Ember release management discussion. It is August 14th. That means we are in the middle of the first week of Dev Sprint 2. We know that Dev Sprint 1 was limited to some activities. But we need to start getting ourselves a little more aligned around the Dev Sprint process. There is current activities in a few of the repos. And, you know, normally at this time, the integration and test team would be looking at that those code drops and looking at, you know, that process, but we're still in the, you know, process of adding significant new software. So we're still in the process of build tools and other steps being in the first release. I'll get to Jing in a minute on the integration and test, what he needs. But mostly the activities have been in getting some existing code in already, as well as the XApp and the near real-time RIC code contributions are going in to the repos. So, you know, we're rapidly approaching halfway in our development sprint. We now have all PTL assignments completed that we targeted for this release. So hopefully this will help us, you know, continue to organize as we approach the third and fourth dev sprints. Any questions? Okay. Reports. It looks like we'll run a little over today, let's look for reports. Is there any blockers on any of the existing, from any existing PTLs or projects? Does anyone have anything to raise that in terms of items they want to bring to the TOC's attention for being addressed on any of the active projects? We just have some of them listed here. Okay, so that means all the PTLs are making progress. I know it's August. It's a slow time of the year for with many people out, but you know, we're looking forward to spending a little more time on these topics going forward. Okay, test integration plan, Lejing. Do you have anything to discuss at this point?
Good morning. So yeah, we had a call with Yingying, who is the PTL for the OCU project. So we learned more about their project and what they plan to contribute and the scope for this Ember release. And we'll try to schedule follow-up meetings in terms of discussing how we can include OCU in all the possibly and the end of release demo and how to include those in the CI/CD tool chains. So in addition to that, we're continuously reviewing the the epics we need to complete for R1. The epics from the RSAC, especially for the integration tasks, they mostly focus on the near real-time, non-real-time, and OAM. It does not have any concrete objectives for integrating with infrastructure and OCU, ODU projects. So that is, we need to, now that all the PTLs are taking their commissions, so we need to have more detailed meetings, discuss how we can proceed with that. That's about it. I mean, we're continuously helping the team setting up all the Linux Foundation resources. They have been quite helpful. Linux Foundation, after switching to the web-based portal, my experience is their help desk is they are also doing the continuous improvement, I guess. So thanks. That's all from me. Hello?
I think Jack's muted.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I saw that. I lost my audio.
Oh, so is me. Sorry. So, Lijing, on the CLA, have we identified to Linux Foundation what repos are following which licenses, and have we created at least our first license to comply with the ORAN license so that we can get at least the existing repos under the CLA for next Monday?
I communicated with Linux Foundation all our current repos in the Garrett there for Apache 2. The first ones likely will be from China Mobile. They have not requested actual code repos yet. I will follow up with Ying, letting her know that the naming convention for the ORAN software license repos. We discussed with Linux Foundation, and for all the ORAN software license code repos, the name of the repo needs to start with the SCP/. This way, the build objects can be grouped together. They will be easily identified as following the ORAN software license.
Right. So just to be clear and reinforce this, all
yes
repos that are not designated SCP/ will be Apache. All repos that begin with SCP/ will be designated ORAN Alliance licensing as a way to reinforce and align. And then, of course, the licenses, the correct licenses have to be in each of the repos, and references and all that has to be in place. But this is the so that people are aware of the process. And as we add repos and people and we designate them as being, you know, ORAN Alliance licensing, then they will follow that procedure and they will be under the CLA portion for the ORAN Alliance. So as I showed, we have some links at ORAN Alliance. We have some links here, and then a new link will be appearing on this wiki, which is best practices, that will start breaking down and bringing more of these practices forward so that people can reference them here on the wiki. So Farheen, we talked, did you get a chance to put in that request yet?
No, Jack, let me, I'll add that as an action item.
Okay. So this will be a place where everybody can go and follow the best practices. Kind of wait, we were waiting to get this in place. All right. Any questions for Lijing? Okay. Ritwik, anything else on the report out of the subcommittee you wanted? You've spoken up a couple of times. Is there anything?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Is there any new, you know, what did we have anything under new agenda items here, Farheen?
No, we asked at the beginning of the call if anybody had additional items. No one had it.
Okay. Any other business that people would like to raise at this time? Jinri, the next 2 weeks will be a little challenging for me. I may need your assistance to cover some of the meeting time. Next week, I'll be traveling to the Linux Foundation OSS event, which basically puts me 3 hours earlier, or three hours behind. So the meeting starts at 5 a.m. For me, local time.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So.
Jimmy has left.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'll reach out for him, just so I make sure I have a backup in case I can't make it the next 2 weeks. I have some challenges, but I'll work with him as the co-chair to make sure we have it covered if I have some limited availability. All right. Anyone else have any items? Last call. All right. Well, thank you. It's been a productive meeting. We now hit a major milestone. We're launching the CLA process. We have the licenses all approved and in place. We have all the PTLs in place. And so now we should be able to focus a little more of our time on, we have a name for our release. I don't know if there, Vincent, did we put out an announcement emails about the official name being Amber and spread that around? All right, maybe he's not. Might be on mute. All right. All right, I'll make sure that gets out. But there's a good, you know, I think we've hit a major milestone. Hopefully this will allow us to get focused a little bit more on release A. And like I said, we're starting to plan for release B. Please join and participate. Thank you everyone today. And if there's no last questions, I'll go ahead and close the meeting. Okay, we'll close the meeting. Thank you everyone for joining today and look forward to seeing you next week.
Hi, this is Lucien. So we'll use the same bridge for the next meeting, which is integration and the testing. We'll discuss the community lab and other business. So please stay on if you are interested in participating. And Jack, I don't know how you want to proceed. Probably, would you like to give me the hosting rights so I can record the meeting?
Yes, I give.